y'all for tuning in to Rosie on the House. All right, we've got a new president moving into the White House this week.
Our next broadcast will be a changing of the guard.
Under a new regime.
Now, you started in 88. So
started what?
This broadcast.
Oh, okay.
So counting backwards, was George Sr. still in at that time?
Oh, no, that was later.
Was that later?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So you've been Obama, George Jr., Bill, George Sr.
Sweet Bill. George H.
Was Reagan still in? When did Reagan's turn?
Reagan turned out, I'm going to say...
88.
Yeah.
So right at that... Depending on when your first broadcast in 88 was.
Right.
This may be your fourth or fifth president you've been through with this broadcast.
Well, every president does their own purse touches to the White House. And I don't know how that's regulated or how that's budgeted or, you know, who's in control of that. I do have access to the contractor that did some remodeling at the White House for George W. So maybe I could reach out to him in this next week and just find out what the protocol is, how that happens. You know, if you look back, one of the more interesting broadcasts we've had, I thought, was the history of the White House. You know, that's our house. It's not the president's house. It's our house. So it's interesting to see what each president does. Millard Fillmore was the first one to bring indoor plumbing into the White House.
What year was that?
That was early 1800s. He was the 14th president, so it was a long time ago.
That was before Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
That was before.
And then James Garfield, probably, in my humble opinion, one of the best presidents we've ever had, unfortunately, was taken out by an assassin. While he was trying to recover from the assassin's bullet in the summer, they installed air conditioning in the White House. Giant blocks of ice with fan blowers moving over a ducted air system going straight into his bedroom.
Now, he died in 1881.
Yep.
How are they freezing ice in 1881?
They bring it down from the Great Lakes.
Wrapped in straw. Oh, okay. Well, so they weren't making it. They were cutting it out. They were mining ice.
As far as I know, they were mining ice. You know, Richard Nixon installed a basement bowling alley.
Now, is that still there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Could you take out the last president's addition?
I think so.
What if the guy after Nixon, that would have been Ford?
Maybe.
What if he hated bowling?
Or maybe he wanted an archery range.
And yeah. Said, hey,
I don't know.
Let's take out Nixon's bowling lane and put in
I don't know if
some
Nixon's
straw
bowling
backdrops and some 3D targets.
Yeah, I think Ronald Reagan installed a theater room because he loved watching movies with Nancy.
He was
right?
a filmmaker earlier. Makes sense.
I know the Bushes had kennels installed. There was some kind of spaniel. It was either Brittany or an English spaniel.
But it was for dogs, not relatives?
As far as I know. Bill Clinton installed a hot tub. Now, I do not know what the Obamas did. It hasn't been made public yet. Sometimes it isn't made public until they leave.
Oh.
But what is Donald Trump going to do? What will Donald Trump do to the White House to personalize it? Jennifer, my wife, thinks he should install a barbershop.
That would have saved Bill Clinton some money. How much did he spend on a hair trim? Remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't he spend like $500 on a hair trim?
As I remember the story, there was the hairdresser came out to the airplane. They closed all of LAX while Bill got a haircut. But anyway, so Jennifer says a barbershop.
I like that.
We opened this up to text earlier in the show, and we got comments like, well, we've seen the inside of his kind of overbearing home, and we think something's gonna be gold plated.
We got tanning beds. That was another
tanning beds. We're gonna add some tanning beds to the White House. Oh man. Well, we'll find out.
The I want to know how to apply to be the contractor for that job.
I'm going to dig into it. I'm going to call Liz and Anthony, and I'm going to reach out to the contractor that I know has access to the White House at one time and see what we can find out. Maybe I'll have some of that for you next week.
Yeah, be interesting. I have no idea. It's probably going to be tied into his election theme. So what make the White House great? What's it missing that Trump would think would make the White House great?
As
an architectural feature.
No
telling. His name on the front?
Oh, no. We can't let that happen.
I don't think he would go that far.
No.
I don't either.
Oh, man. That would be horrible.
But it's something. It'll be something that stands out for sure. It won't be anything subtle.
Oh, man. Well, we hope y'all have enjoyed the show this week. We've had a good time bringing it to you. You can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com should you need anything.
I wonder,
in between broadcasts.
How many other houses are older than the White House?
A lot.
A lot?
More than you would think. Okay. I won't say a lot, but more than you would think. Folks, y'all had a great time this week bringing you the show. Hope you had a great time being brought the show. Have a great week. We'll be here next Saturday. We have now survived. How many presidents did we decide we've survived?
Four or five.
Two,
we-